The Broncos play the Knights this Saturday, so 5:30 kickoff at Suncorp Stadium. And on the line joining us this morning is Corey Pakes from the Brisbane Broncos. G'day, Corey.
G'day, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How's the week been and how's everything looking ahead of Saturday, Arvo?
Yeah, looking really good at the moment. We trained yesterday, had a really good session, so just about to head in shortly and get our second session underway for this week. We're training night time, which is a bit of a different look for us, but just a bit of a freshen up, and hopefully she's all good to go for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the conditions, anything differently you do when you're training at night time? Anything that, Kevy's looking for in particular?
Not necessarily. I think it's just more of a freshen up for the boys. I mean, it's been a pretty tough month on the road for us. So, you know, obviously sleep's important. So that bit of extra rest is obviously vital. So, and it's just, a different look with opposition in front of us. So I think we've got an opposed session against Wynn and Manly. So it'll be good to get different bodies in there and throw a bit of shape around.
Absolutely. I was taking a look at your figures throughout the start of the season, and you've come off the bench in every single match. And this is the extraordinary thing, isn't it? You've gone 14 straight rounds and you've played, what, roughly 35 minutes per match as well. So 14 straight games with the three byes still up your sleeves. Physically, when you look around, how's everybody travelling in that part? Because it's been a pretty solid start to the year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it probably does get a bit tough, but you know, we're obviously maturing in our bodies and learning how to recover and that sort of thing. I think that extra year at advantage with in terms of responsibility of looking after your body is pretty key. So, but we have a big job at task this weekend, and then we look forward to a bye, so which would be a great opportunity for the boys to rest up, including myself. So, yeah. But in terms of my body, like, I feel like I'm holding up really well. You know, just doing little things here and there just to make sure it's right to go each week. So,
any plans for the bye next week?
I think I'll head home and see some family. Yep. It's been a while since I've seen them. So,
Toowoomba?
Surround myself around some good people. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, sweet. The start of the season as a whole, I mean, it's been fantastic, the way that you guys have performed, and you're up there equal first on the ladder, essentially, like I say, with those buys to come. The way that you came out of the blocks, though, with what was it, 5 straight wins, you started the season with that win over the Panthers, and then that kicked things off. How important do you reckon it was, Corey, and how much importance was placed in the off-season on having a good start to this season? Every team wants it, but how much did you guys double down on that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it obviously goes back to the start of November. You put in all the work and you obviously just don't want to put in the work and get nowhere with it. And, you know, it was a new year for us and we had to reset, and we all committed to being the team we wanted to be. And, you know, we've broken it down into week by week and, as Kevy said, month by month. So I feel like we're in a good place collectively as a group. Still a lot more room for improvement, so we want to be strong towards the back end of the year, that's for sure.
You haven't played the Knights yet. I know you played a couple of others. I think you played the Panthers twice already, so what do you expect from the Knights?
They've been playing some okay football, I suppose. They're a big four-pack with, you know, obviously with Caelan Ponga at the back now. He's a very class player, and they've got a big outside back, so us blokes in the middle have to contain them and make sure we limit their meters because they are very physical and quite quick. So we'll be up for a big game and hoping to get the win.
And State of Origin, I mean, it's there, isn't it? We've already had game one. We know the talk around game two in particular. And I can imagine, especially with the amount of representation within your squad, the amount of chatter that goes on. Is there a lot of Origin talk either side of the fence when you're at training?
We've got more Queenslanders in our team, which is a good thing, more than New South Wales boys. But the New South Wales boys definitely cop it a lot, so yeah. Especially for me and the other boys. So, I'm a Queenslander at heart. Hopefully we can get the job done again too.
Yeah, but you know Adam Reynolds is, you know, continues to be part of this discussion for New South Wales and what they do with Nathan Cleary's absence there. So has Reno been turning up to training in slightly blue jerseys just to rile you guys up?
Oh, God. Well, look, for Reno's sake, I hope he gets in, but for Queensland's sake, no, because I know that type of player he is. So, yeah, he's certainly mouthy about all that. But, look, I think he's been putting himself in the right position to obviously get that call up. So if he does, we'd all be proud of him here at the Bronx. But hopefully it goes well, but not too well for Queensland's sake.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy one ahead of you today, so thanks for giving us some time this morning.
That's no dramas at all. Thanks for having me.
5:30, the Broncos against the Knights. Corey Pakes joining us there. I mean, when you take a look at this lineup, you know, Kalen Ponga, obviously Dane Gagai there, Bradman Best been in terrific form, Tyson Gamble and Jackson Hastings. Then you've got so many names across the board that will feature in coming weeks. Daniel Saifidi, Tyson Frizzell, and then you look at the Broncos side, which has done an extraordinary job over the first 14 rounds. And that word trust was the one that was thrown around the most about the Bronx. Well, they've answered that as they head towards their first bye of the season. But before that, it is, of course, the Newcastle Knights. Our thanks to Corey, 0457 736 736. It's 20 to 12.